Third hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Monday afternoon. We head east at this time and bring in Vince Ferrara, the sports animal, WNML, in Knoxville. But first, we head over to our NFL desk. Chase is standing by.
Indeed.
With official news. I'm the unofficial desk. He's the official desk.
Well, it's actually, it doesn't become official until Wednesday, but
well, that's
the
true.
Legal the
Should
legal
I
tampering.
Be reading this? This is kind of unofficial.
I mean, these are official terms that are coming out. But per Rosenhaus Sports, the Miami Dolphins are signing offensive lineman Eric Flowers to a three-year, $30 million deal. He'll get about 19.95 of that guaranteed. Flowers was with the Redskins, but did play at the University of Miami, so returning home. He's from that area, so he will go to the Dolphins. And Austin Hooper, tight end formerly of the Falcons, is reportedly going to sign a $44 million deal with the Cleveland Browns. Mm.
And how about this one? We brought this up earlier. Arizona Cardinals slapping a transition tag on Kenyon Drake. We were like, what? What about David Johnson they paid all the big bucks to? And then we told you John McClain tweeted out, there could be a trade. The Houston's really interested in David Johnson to replace Carlos Hyde. That trade has happened. David Johnson to the Titans division. He's going to be right here in the AFC South. He'll be running the ball or catching the ball for the Houston Texans. Now, I have not seen what they're willing to give up. The whole thing about DeAndre Hopkins, I mean, give me a break. I cannot imagine that DeAndre Hopkins is in that, deal.
Do they have the room to take on the salary, though? Because David, like, sometimes, remember, the trade is not so much that the player is going, but it's like you're taking his whole contract, a little bit like P.K. Subban, right?
Yeah.
All you got was a couple second-round picks for P.K. Subban? Well, because they took the whole contract.
But the price for Hopkins, according to Aaron Wilson of the Houston Chronicle, Texans asking price as compensation for any potential trade involves a lot, including a first-round draft pick and more, according to league sources. Texans have rejected overtures in the past. We'll see.
Mm. Johnson's got a $10.2 million base salary that is fully guaranteed. So that's what the Texans are taking on. Let's bring in Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville. Vinny, how you doing?
I'm good, guys. At least the NFL free agency is given all of us some stuff to talk about in terms of actual sports. And, you know, look, football gives us something to look forward to anyway in this state. That's the case here in Knoxville. People are football crazed. So at least that's still out there intact. But hanging in there, hope you guys are doing well.
How has all this affected your market?
Well, you know, obviously there's a lot of UT sports that aren't happening. I mean, nothing's happening, obviously. But, you know, for me personally, it changes a lot. I mean, I would be calling Tennessee baseball and in some of the games. And my partner, John Wilkerson, would be back from South Carolina right now, and, you know, after the first weekend of SEC play. And obviously covering Tennessee football practices isn't happening. And, you know, the NCAA tournament for both the, for on the men's and the women's side. Now, the women probably, the Lady Vols will probably have gotten in UT short of, you know, a championship run in the SEC tournament wouldn't have been and probably would have been, you know, planning for an NIT game, perhaps even a home game. So, I think a lot of people are sad, and then you have baseball and softball. A lot of people are sad and really bringing up Tennessee baseball because of how well they played this year and just a whole lot of excitement about what could have been with that team. So I think baseball and spring football probably what hitting people the hardest right now that they're not able to get.
Now, the NCAA has said that all these student-athletes will have a year of eligibility because of this. Is that correct, the ones that are playing in the spring?
Spring sports, correct.
Yeah.
Now, they haven't worked out all the details
yet. Yeah, it's pretty complicated, isn't it, Vince, to try to pull this off?
Absolutely, because now what are you going to do in terms of roster scholarship size?
Right, exactly.
And, you know, so,
and who pays for the extra scholarships? Because you have an incoming group of people that are taking the money from the outgoing people, so you have that issue as well. There's a lot to consider here, even though it is, I think, at base, wouldn't you agree, Vin? It's the right idea. It's the right thing to do to offer this, but it is going to create a lot of issues here.
Yeah, 100%. It's the right thing to do. In fact, I put a post on our website compiling some of the reaction of Tennessee, current and former Tennessee athletes on what, on the whole coronavirus and the sports shutdown. And Alex Lara from the Tennessee baseball team probably had, the most adamant and strongest tweet. And he was like, give me my blank year of eligibility back. And this is a guy that, who knows, maybe you wouldn't even use it because he is a pro prospect. But, he just went through half a year. Now, he'd like to at least have that option and be out there. It impacts negotiations as well because now you're in a different position in terms of the Major League Baseball draft. And, that's obviously, we haven't really heard much about that. Is that going to be pushed back? How far do they push it back?
Yeah.
What happens before that? So it just changes so much for all. And you guys have talked about the stories of the seniors and things like that. I feel worse for the seniors that don't have the pro opportunities that they're college athletes and that's all. So right move, but then it also can get dicey when you're putting it in the hands of the NCAA to decide on the specifics of it. They say they're going to do that at a later date, and I understand that, but their track record of consistency and doing the right thing and not ideal. So, and then another unfortunate thing with the NCAA that's left a lot of the spring sports up in the air is the NCAA quickly, Mark Emmer quickly announced that the spring sport championships won't happen. Well, no one has declared that the spring sport seasons are over just yet. I mean, the conferences, the SEC has shut everything down through the middle of April. But what about after that? What if we do get to a point before you ever get to where the spring championships could conceivably happen? Why shut down the championships before we've determined that the spring sports are completely shut down? So that's left everybody kind of up in the air with those spring sports as to what they do. Do you stay in shape? Do you keep working towards trying to get a game? Maybe it's unlikely, but that hope, is something that a lot of players would like to have. But if they did, it would be without a championship. So just really bizarre how those championships were shut down so quickly by the NCAA.
Vanderbilt has told all their students as of this past Friday to go home, get off campus, and they didn't even have online courses, and now they're all online. What's the situation right now in Knoxville? What is UT? Are they all online? Have students gone home? Are they business as usual?
Yeah, Darren, they went to online last week, but then they're in spring break now. So it'll be online after that. I don't know the exact, date or if it's, just till further notice. But
they haven't said it's for the rest of the semester, because Vanderbilt said for the remainder of the semester it'll be online only and everybody stay off campus. UT hasn't done that?
Yeah, I'm not certain on that. I know in terms of the sports standpoint, that there is nothing to be happening through the middle of April, so I couldn't imagine that they have anyone on campus for even just regular students, if that's the case, which obviously eliminates any, practices when they come back from spring break, including football practice, those type of things. So I'm certain it's online classes, but I just don't know what that run date is.
We know that Tennessee was supposed to be the first game that Thursday here in our city at Bridgestone Arena. Tennessee and Alabama were about an hour away from tip whenever the teams were informed that the tournament is no more. I know Rick Barnes has talked to the media. What did you make of the SEC tournament? You know, what Rick Barnes said and maybe this season as a whole, what did you make?
Well, he was pretty clear when he talked to Marty Smith and did interviews even locally that, hey, we shouldn't be playing. If anyone is going to take a stance here and say we don't need to be playing, it's Tennessee and Alabama. And they ended up making that decision, but none of the players felt like they should play. And it was tough to put them in that situation, you know, being so close to start preparing to play, and then you pull the plug in the last minute. I know it was a new thing, but that was a frustration for them. And, you know, I think they did the right thing in the end. And, you know, as far as the season goes, you never know what they could have done in the SEC tournament. I don't think they would have gone very far, but just even if they would have been able to find ways to play those games, you just never know what kids' mindsets are or anything like that. In the end, Darren, as we've talked about, it's a transition season, and there's optimism that this team will be much more talented next year with all the high-level recruits that are coming in. And then you just never know what the transfer market will look like, especially with all this. So, you know, it's something that, you know, we're not going to know how the college basketball landscape looks in a lot of ways once this all shakes down. Are they going to try to do anything for the winter sports? It was towards the end of the year. How do they handle that? They haven't made an announcement. It was the spring sports in terms of additional eligibility. They may not do anything for those winter sports, or that's something they may try to address later on. It's messy, but the expectation is that this is just a transition year, and they'll be much better next season.
All right, more with Vince Ferrara, WNML in Knoxville, on the other side of Darren Donick and Chase next. Wow. Arizona Cardinals and Texans have struck a deal. All right. David Johnson coming to the Titans division in the AFC South, along with a second-round pick and a fourth-round pick coming from Arizona in this year's draft, which will take place via Skype or email. Is it going to be old school? Are they just going to call?
Are they going to roll out the fax machines?
Just call the players? I remember who – I mean, I'm trying to think of some of the people we talked to over the years. Well, I remember Archie Manning talking about – he was in class, and he gets the call. Hey, you've just been drafted. Just said, Ole Miss, hey, you've been drafted. Just so you know. I mean, that's how they did it back way, way back in the end. I don't know if that's going to play out this year. But the Arizona Cardinals, in return, get a fourth-round pick from the Texans. And DeAndre Hopkins. What?
Wow.
What?
Wow.
So DeAndre Hopkins is no longer in the AFC or the AFC South. So the Texans, Bill O'Brien, has traded away Jadeveon Clowney and DeAndre Hopkins.
I kind of think they might need to hire a GM. I'm just saying. Listen.
Wow.
I know there's a lot left to go in free agency and the draft and all of that, but if the Titans don't win the division this year, I just don't really know what else to tell you.
I know the Houston Texans have to pay Deshaun Watson. Like, his big payday is coming.
Sure.
I get that.
I think this is more of a, weren't going to sign him.
This is not apples to apples. This is like apples to cucumbers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is, wow. To me, this is not a good trade for the Texans.
Somebody just tweeted, Bill O'Brien. That's it. That's the tweet.
Oh, my goodness. Jeff, at Jeff Stokes 4 on Twitter, said that Tennessee, UT, has closed their campus for a month in the dorms and training facilities. That's according to him. I don't know if he's got a child that's attending there, but Jeff is saying UT has closed campus for a month dorms and training facilities. I don't know, Vince, if maybe you found that out during the break, but how about that trade, huh?
Well, yeah, in the middle of the month, that's kind of what I pointed out to as well. As far as everybody off campus, that's different and good to know. It's terrible for the Texans. It's stupid. So basically, you're trading an elite receiver for David Johnson and a second round pick. Right? Because there's a fourth going both ways.
Yeah, you're swapping fourth. I guess there's several slots involved there, but
right.
Still, essentially.
It's insanity. I guess if they weren't going to sign him, but why aren't you going to sign him? you have a big-time quarterback there. You're just going to keep – you can trot out – rookie wide receivers.
Well, that's Teron. That was Teron's point earlier when we were speculating this, Darren, that Deshaun Watson's next contract is coming. So that can't sit well with him.
I mean, he is the top three receiver in the league. Depending on who you ask, he is going to be one, two, or three in the entire league. Wow.
By the way, we should shout out to John McClain, who had the details of the picks, I think, before even Adam Schefter, who just put it out there. So kudos to him. So, Vince, let me ask you something. We were perplexed when we saw this, and I'm still looking right at the TSSAA website and waiting and hoping for an update here. They have not updated spring sports since Friday, where they basically said, it's up to you guys. You guys want to play? It's up to you guys, which I think is wrong when everybody else has said we're shutting it down. I don't understand the idea behind this. Just about everybody has not played, but there was at least one baseball game that I know of, and I think, from what I'm told, a handful across the state of some teams that still chose to play. What is anybody playing in Knoxville?
No, not that I've seen. It is very confusing and how it's being handled. You're right. There has not been an update since that on the 13th. And, they're still trying to decide how to move forward. And I'm sure there's going to be some sort of board meeting coming up and updating everyone. But it's just put everyone on hold, and it's very
But why not just say, let's not play until we have this meeting? Until then, let's err on the side of caution and not play, rather than have some people go out on their own and do things that nobody else is doing.
The only thing I could think of is that, the counties are handling their schools individually still. People are at their own pace in terms of schools when they close, who's on campus, things like that. So that would be my best guess as to why they didn't just make a blanket decision. It's, hey, everybody's kind of on their own timetable in terms of school students in or students out. That would be my best guess.
Let me go back to something you mentioned in terms of baseball, because I'm sure every sport has its own nuances. But one thing that jumped out to me that I think is interesting, because going back to it's the right thing to do with what is happening here, where essentially you lose a season. For seniors, if you're in your last year of eligibility, it makes total sense to try to offer that and get it back, as we said. But as you mentioned, it's extra complex for baseball, because how the best players normally will get drafted their junior year and then they move on. And so the coach has to put together this puzzle. He has to almost project, who's probably going, who might be going, who has a good chance of coming back between their junior and senior years. But now I would imagine that there's a lot of players that won't play enough to really help their cause, and their draft stock will go down, right? I guess it's the same for everybody, but imagine not only trying to accommodate the seniors that want to come back that lost their senior year, but also that number of juniors that want to come back because they feel like playing next year will help them get drafted as a senior a lot higher. So it's going to there's going to be a logjam. So I think the Major League Baseball system probably needs to get, you know, this is another chance for them to get on the same page with the NCAA to try to work through this.
Yeah, there's no question. And they're not going to know as much about their talent pool, or they're going to have to rely on previous scouts of those college players. You know, the high school players, for the most part, won't be changed, although, you know, some of the state championships in high school, when you're going up against the best competition, you can really show out in those situations as well. So that might be somewhat of an impact also. So it will make it more difficult for Major League Baseball. A lot of people have wanted the draft pushed back as it is. So like you mentioned, this might be an opportunity for that. But then also, the farther back you push it, the closer it is to setting your team for the following year. Just a lot of complications. And look, a number of guys on Tennessee's team and on a lot of teams develop their senior year. They come back. They have the option to come back to school with a year of eligibility. Some guys decide, especially with the power programs, try to win a championship, get better, and then some guys really put it together their senior years. And this applies maybe not so much with the draft, but it applies with with softball too, where a lot of players, the elite players, sometimes it clicks for them even more their senior season. And they're in a tough spot too, because both baseball and softball, the recruiting for both of those happened at a very young age. And there are guys 2-3 classes down the road that are committed in baseball and softball. It is it's an even younger recruiting cycle, an earlier recruiting cycle. So, a lot of those things can make that a gray area and fuzzy for them as well, because now suddenly you have another piece back when you thought there was an exit coming and at a position. What does the kid do? Does the kid decide to go to another school? Does the kid decide, well, I'm going to go straight to the major leagues because now there's this All-American coming back? So it just really makes things even wilder and harder to manage than it already is, as you know, especially for baseball.
Vince, I want to ask you more, a national sports question, not the Vols. You're a big wrestling fan like I am, and UFC, and I know you do a lot with the MMA. UFC and WWE seem to be the last ones, and they're holding on. I know WWE is doing a lot of their stuff from the Performance Center, which is their own facility in Orlando, but they've yet to cancel WrestleMania coming up in your hometown of Tampa. I feel like the city's going to have to do it for them, but what are your thoughts on that of them holding on in at least a little bit?
Well, I think that's going to happen. I saw one report that probably would be canceled. It's one of those things where, do you cancel it? Do you postpone it? You have storylines going into it. Do you just scrap those storylines and start over in the summer? Obviously the venue, but I just don't think that they're going to be able to, like the UFC is trying to do now, say, all right, you won't have us here, we'll go somewhere else. That's not an event where you can just pick up and go, where you have weekly events that they would be able to do that. So I do think that's going to happen, that WrestleMania will either be canceled or postponed. And it's the right thing to do right now. Let's get past this and then, do it bigger and better when you're on the other side of this. As far as MMA, it is wild. I mean, Dana White, his hand may be forced to cancel this week's show. Now you've already lost your main event as Edwards had, says he's not going to be able to take part. Now they're just trying to piece together different guys, and even they're open to taking fighters that aren't even in their organization. Like, they just basically did an open call to say, hey, if you want to fight, get in contact with us. So they're trying to – that's how difficult it is for them to put together this card. But, look, I watched the entire UFC Fight Night London this past weekend on Saturday, and I even though it was strange being in a quiet arena, it was still enjoyable to watch. As far as I know, everybody was safe and you know, checked out fine with just the broadcast personnel, and I still enjoyed watching SmackDown in an empty arena and would continue to watch it. So if they can do it and be safe and not have the fans there, then, you know, we enjoy it, and I would. But as far as a WrestleMania and anything with fans, that just is not going to be feasible, I don't think. And honestly, I have a MMA pay-per-view down in the Chattanooga area on the 28th. That hasn't been called yet. I think it's just a matter of time. Basically, the governor, last I heard, the governor was still leaving it up. This was like last week. So it can change by the minute, as you guys know. But the governor had left it open to the venues and the organizations to decide. He discouraged anything more than 50 gatherings, more than 50 people. But I think we're going to see a decision, whether it's CDC or whoever, the government organizations basically saying you can't have these, nothing will take place, and then that'll be decided for them. And so it's wild the way affecting everything. But MMA is sort of the last to get on board along with wrestling.
Vince, appreciate it as always. Get used to reports like this probably for several Mondays, because I don't think we're going to have much else to talk about other than...
Vince and I are going to talk wrestling if they keep wrestling from the Performance Center. So I just go ahead and tell you that right now.
So you better embrace it, Darren. And by the way, I know how you passed your time this weekend, and you did it productively, because now we all know what to do with those long CVS receipts that we typically get.
There you go. So incredibly long. I mean, it's like three bathroom breaks with a CVS receipt. Vince, always a pleasure. Hey, thanks for doing
Vince,
this.
Vince, happy 316. I forgot to mention that.
That's right. We'll be watching tonight. Thanks, guys. Always great to be on with you.
We'll see you. Vince Ferrara, WNML, the sports animal there in Knoxville. We'll come back with more craziness going on in the NFL. We'll get you caught up to speed on that. Dan Rosen coming up at 1 o'clock. I want to talk to all the men out there. I've been telling you for years about my friends over Cool Springs MD, and they know a lot of you men have started to seek help for hormone deficiencies and imbalances. And Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, who is the board-certified physician over there, his wife Daphne Lodge, the registered nurse, and their experienced staff want to give you men out there the treatments that are required to improve your quality of life. And I hope that you want that like I do, especially as we all get older. And they've helped a lot of you here in the Middle Tennessee area and surrounding areas with improving your immune systems, your energy levels, your cognitive function, and so much more. They're there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time to achieve that healthy lifestyle than right now. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone, make that appointment by dialing 615-283-7291. That's 283-7291. Or you can always go to their website, coolspringsmd.com. I hope Bill O'Brien is not driving. I hope he made this trade in an office or something, because I got to be honest, I think he may be having a little too much drink today. Well, trading DeAndre Hopkins. Evidently, DeAndre Hopkins was unhappy with the remaining 3 years, $40 million left on his contract. And then I guess the Texans, and he wanted a new deal, and the Texans were like, yeah, no. And so I do understand that. I mean, you signed that deal, dude. You're getting paid. But, wow, to trade him for DeAndre Hopkins, and I was looking at the odds. NFL playoff percentages of the Texans and the Cardinals before today's trade of DeAndre Hopkins for David Johnson, swapping fourth-round picks, and the Texans also receiving a second-round pick. The Texans... before the trade, 29.8% playoff percentages for them this upcoming season. Now remember, there's still a lot of things to do. Free agency, legal tampering just started free agencies this week. You've got a draft coming up. But that were the, those were the odds today. The Cardinals, 9%. After the trade, Texans go from 29.8% to 18.2%. The Cardinals go from 9% to 13.6%.
Hmm.
So we know who won the trade today.
Yeah. Today.
We just played Stone Cold Steve Austin's music. I could say Bill O'Brien hit the NFL with a Stone Cold Stunner because that's what we all feel. In the tweets that I've seen from some people are absolutely hilarious. Somebody tweeted, a comedian named Joey tweeted, not even the Astros saw that one coming.
That's pretty good.
But that was good. So, look.
To go from 29% to 18%.
Yeah.
According to the odds makers. Yikes.
I mean, Kenny Stills, man. Come on down.
Think about Kyler Murray now having DeAndre Hopkins to throw to.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, that's a prime example of a guy. Watch how different he'll look without the guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People benefit from having the guy, and then when the guy goes away, it's amazing how normal they look and how average they look.
Yeah, look, we're going to see just how good he really is. And I think he's pretty good.
I think he's going to be okay. I think he's an
average. So you think there's going to be a big difference?
Oh, yes. I believe so, yes.
And Kyler Murray going to be a little bit better.
Yeah, I think he's clearly happy today.
His fantasy stock just went up. That's
way
sure.
up.
Do you think that, and I don't know who the, I guess, McNair, but I can't remember his first name, that passed away.
Bob?
Yeah, that was the owner that mm-hmm. passed away. Mm-hmm. Bob, is it Bob?
Mm-hmm.
His wife, I think, is the owner now. I'm wondering if there was a call just a few minutes ago. You did what? Well, is Bill O'Brien that guy like that's just trying to get fired?
Get fired? He's running the thing.
I know.
He's been given full autonomy to do whatever.
I know.
He's the captain at the wheel.
Well, he's just run right into the iceberg.
He laid down for a nap.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Let one of the lieutenants grab the wheel.
Oh,
hey, it's good news for the Titans and everybody in the division. By the way, Calais Campbell.
We have our first crying Jordan.
Deshaun Watson. Jordan crying meme. By the way, Calais Campbell, we haven't even brought that up. Chags.
Mm-hmm.
Sent him out of the division as well.
Wanted to get rid of the salary.
To Baltimore for what, a fifth round pick?
A fifth rounder. I guess that's how much they wanted to shed the contract. But now what do they do with that cap space is the question.
Look, the Titans already had pressure on them to continue what they did last season, to build off of that. They signed the quarterback to a long-term deal. They've tagged Derrick Henry. He is most likely going to get a big deal and will not play on that franchise tag. They're going to have to figure out the offensive line and do some other things, but there's even more pressure on them now. They have to win this division. The Titans have to win the AFC South.
What do you think former Texans GM Rick Smith is thinking right now?
I can do an impression.
Okay.
That's probably what he did.
You ran me off for that?
Yeah.
This is what you guys are doing right now?
I could have done that.
I could have traded Clowney and...
How heavy a favorite do you think they'll be now?
DeAndre Hopkins away.
Right? How heavy a favorite? How heavy are the... It not because I don't think it's a question who the favorite is now. How heavy a favorite are the Titans in
well,
the division?
Well, let me ask you, though. If the Colts... It looks like all signs are pointing toward the Colts are going to land Phillip Rivers.
And there's another quarterback that is about to land, it appears. The Bears are close to signing Teddy Bridgewater.
Wow.
And then there's the whole question.
So the whole
where
Trubisky
will Brady? Will
experiment.
Brady end up?
Yep.
That's Chicago punting on Trubisky.
Well, everything I'm seeing is if the Bears, this is Pro Football Talk, Bears are talking to Teddy Bridgewater about a deal that, if finalized, would most likely make him the starter over Mitchell Trubisky. Look, Teddy Bridgewater is not going
to
sign.
Likely make him the starter? He's not going to Chicago.
He's not leaving New Orleans to go to Chicago to be the backup.
I'm still stunned by what Houston has done. I mean, all David Johnson has been banged on is, right, he is the reference point to bad running back contracts. Ever since he signed the deal, all he's done is been hurt. And by the way, Carlos Hyde was semi-productive right last year, right? It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
I don't know does anybody believe David Johnson will ever even come close to returning to form? Even close. By the way, he's 30.
Well, the Texans certainly do.
Wow.
But that's
he's going to be 30, I think, this
upcoming. Is he really?
I think so. Sure? Let me look that up. I think he's almost 30. Or he's going to be 30.
Here's another quick piece of news.
Odds are not good.
Saints have tendered restricted free agent quarterback Taysom Hill at the first round level. So that's.
I told you guys the Saints loved him.
I know.
I told you. He's going to be at 28. He's going to be play most of the season at 28. He'll turn 29 late in the season. So he's not 30.
But he is injury prone.
Very injury prone.
Didn't the Texans also sign Lamar Miller to one of the fattest contracts of any running back in the NFL? Like, he's still on the roster, too.
Yeah, he was just out all year with ACL. David Johnson played in 13 games last year. He played in 13 games and ran for 345 yards for that contract. The year before, played in the entire season and ran for 940 yards. And then, of course, was out the previous year. I just cannot wrap my head around David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins. Wow.
this is all... So it's... The fact that there's not a first-round pick involved in any of this.
I know. Like, basically a second-round pick. And, oh, by the way, the Texans, they had to take David Johnson's contract on, right?
Got to.
Yeah. They're taking the full thing.
Yeah. You don't get out of that.
This is – so, again, DeAndre Hopkins in a 2024 to Arizona, Houston, David Johnson, a 2020 second-round pick, 2021 fourth. That's it. That's the trade.
So getting back, Jacksonville, I don't think anybody's going to – I think they'll have, you know, Jacksonville at the bottom. But what is the Colts if it's Rivers? Is it make it somewhat close to the Titans and Colts, one of them being the favorites? Or the Titans are still the runaway favorite?
Well,
maybe not
I can't say.
That's a little strong.
Well, the question becomes, like, Jacoby Brissett wasn't bad, right? He's not a bad quarterback.
No, but
he's not a great quarterback.
He's a backup.
And then how do you compare
that?
He's
an 8-8 quarterback.
He's a backup. That's what he is.
A great backup.
Yeah, he's probably the best backup in the league.
He's on the high side of the backups, low side of the starters. We know what he is, right? We've seen him play enough to know. How much of an upgrade is Phillip Rivers at his age? That's the question.
Yeah.
He's an upgrade,
An upgrade.
But that big of an upgrade at this coming year?
We'll have to find out. Watched any of the Chargers games last year, you would say he's probably not that much of an upgrade.
They lost so
just
many.
Just because he's just lost.
They lost
lot.
So many close games, and they had a lot of injuries, but he did not have a great year.
Yeah.
No.
So... And look, you know, I know that it's dangerous to say this, but if Jacksonville can figure out who their quarterback is and if that's the right option, then Jacksonville, I still think, can be something. They just they have to want to be is probably the best way to put it, because that team has talent. I just can't figure out what their deal is. We all know the ownership, but look, I go back to what I said. The Titans have to win the division. The Titans are in... They are in the prime spot to win the AFC South. They just have to do
and
it.
And it's time to.
Sure. And they all said that at the end of the season, that even after a great run to the AFC Championship, you know, the goal is going to be to win the division, and that should be the goal, and then see what you do from there.
So who's Deshaun Watson's go-to guy now?
Kenny Stills.
Will Fuller.
I mean, Will Fuller's the guy, but he's always hurt.
He's always hurt. I think they have to be drafting accordingly, don't you think?
I think Will Fuller could be a one if he could play.
He could. He's just got to
But he plays 8-9 healthy. Games a year. Or 10. And he's always banged up.
Text, enjoy Bill O'Brien while you have it, Titans fans. It's like watching Chip Kelly destroy Philly as a Cowboys fan. Unfortunately, they didn't keep Chip either.
But the thing is we've been saying this about Bill O'Brien for like the last 2 years, and he just keeps getting promoted and more control.
I don't. You can tell that ownership there is just kind of like, whatever. Do what you want.
The Titans need to take advantage of that. Yeah, take advantage of that. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Dan Rosen. Kind of the impact of the NHL, and we'll discuss it a lot more heavily in the fourth and final hour of Darren, Donnick, and Chase. That's next.